Trend number 7, the corporation is becoming a self-organizing system. As firms develop a peripheral nervous system composed of sensors as well as a central nervous system with computers that enables the firm to learn, adapt, and innovate, we have to ask, how will those firms be organized and managed to extract the maximum value from these capabilities? It's not yet clear exactly how the most successful businesses of the 21st century will be run in order to most effectively leverage knowledge workers and exploit the advantages of complex adaptive systems. In fact, Peter Drucker argues that this decision remains the most significant management challenge of the 21st century. However, over the past 15 to 20 years, dramatic progress has been made toward self-management and self-organization, unleashing the power of the free market within the enterprise. Leading-edge firms and academics are already beginning to develop an understanding of what works and what doesn't. For example, we know that complex adaptive systems cannot be efficiently controlled by overseers, detailed plans, and other sources of strict top-down control. Instead, the role of management must be to create the conditions for flexible, self-organizing responses. Andy Clark, a professor at Washington University and formerly a research fellow at the Santa Fe Institute, specializing in the study of cognition and artificial life, has identified 5 forecasts about the qualities of the winning firms in the age of the business ecosystem. 1. In businesses where knowledge, information, and innovation are at a premium, and where the business horizon is marked by uncertainty, flexible, soft-assembled responses and the simultaneous cheap exploration of multiple options will become the norm. Soft assembly refers to a specific kind of aggregation or organization where elements of varying kinds, such as people with diverse skills and knowledge, are temporarily recruited to form a coherent whole. Soft assembly is relatively easy to undo and permits the rapid reassembly of the components for a new use. We see this in the cooperation of microorganisms in nature, and the same applies to the assembly of task forces or problem-solving teams in companies. We also see it in the co-opetition among rival companies, as we discussed in trend number 2. Increasingly, this ability to rapidly and effectively reassemble to meet short-term demands will become a critical success factor in business. 2. Increasingly, the primary role of management will be to create the conditions that will allow the business to self-organize. In this context, self-organizing means reassembling in response to environmental shifts and opportunities and making timely use of outside resources, including other firms, as effective scaffolding for its activities. Scaffolding refers to the external sources of order and influence that enable our individual and collective brains to solve complex problems. In the context of solving problems within an enterprise, scaffolding consists of all of the external aids and supports individuals and teams use. These aids include structuring the physical environment in a certain way. One of the leaders in this area is IDEO, where every physical element in the workplace, from toys to room layouts to colors, has been chosen to maximize creativity. Other forms of cognitive scaffolding include the specific words and phrases used in the workplace, the social norms that are encouraged, and the economic incentives that are put in place. In other words, managers will quit micromanaging tasks and start managing contexts. 3. Companies will increasingly use open or porous corporate architectures with minimal hierarchical structure and maximum inner diversity. The whole idea is to permit the rapid and free flow of ideas. Highly respected companies like General Electric took the first steps toward such boundarylessness in the 90s. Such principles will become fully developed and pervasive during this decade. 4. Management will increasingly recognize the power of gentle interventions, such as providing tags. Tagging means providing labels or definitions for important objects, features, or procedures so that they create the desired connotations within the organization and beyond. Tagging not only permits identification, but more importantly, encourages people to build mental models, generate creative thoughts, and imaginatively solve problems. And 5, managers will increasingly learn to avoid forcing preconceived top-down solutions to problems. The well-evolved business organization, not the manager, knows best. Therefore, the best managers will listen to the system. They'll learn to intervene in ways that respect and maintain the successful strategies that emerge from the ground up. The big trend in managing is for managers to remember that they are not smarter than nature itself. They are learning how to set the context, provide the proper environment, and let the people closest to the problem work together using their knowledge and insight to solve the company's biggest problems. Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when our special edition will focus on some of the most important consumer trends that are now emerging to shape your future.